You wake up. She opens your eyes. The Heidi Harris Show on AM 670 KMZQ.
Good morning. How you doing? Glad you are here. Well, many people know that the issues that matter the most to me are not the political ones. They are the social issues, because that's when the whole world seems to go downhill, slip by slip by slip, by rock by rock by rock. And you know, what does it take? It takes conservatives who are wusses. They could never get this through without wimpy conservatives. Well, now they've got what they're calling the Nevada ERA, Senate Joint Resolution 8. Got a couple of Republicans who've actually voted for this garbage. This would enshrine sexual orientation, gender identity or expression into the Constitution. Unbelievable. Annie Black's here, a bright spot in the conservative party, the new assemblywoman from Mesquite. How are you, madam?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Heidi?
This is so disappointing. Listen, they may have gotten through anyway with the Democrats, but I cannot believe any Republican would vote for something like this. It's crazy.
No kidding. And it was three Republicans in the caucus leadership in the assembly that voted for it.
What did they tell you as their reason? Did they even give you a reason as to why they did this?
No, they didn't give reasons. And the first most troubling thing about this is that the bill never even got a hearing this session, so people weren't allowed to, from the public, weren't allowed to call in and give their feelings on it. And so they just tried to ram it through as quick as they can. And it happened.
Unbelievable. Now, Scott Hammond was one of them. He's generally considered a pretty reliable conservative, right?
Yeah.
In some ways. I know. That bar is getting lower to limbo under every day, isn't it, Annie?
It is. You know, the one that really got me was Leavitt. I mean, he's in a district that's plus 8,000 Republicans, so I'm not really sure what he was thinking, but
this is amazing. Yeah. Are some of these people going to be primary, do you think, as a result of this, or do you think that the general public goes, this is okay, or they don't really understand the ramifications of something like this?
Well, I think the unique thing about this session is you have me there telling people what's going on. I think a lot of times this stuff just happens and nobody really talks about it, but that's not gonna fly this session. So I don't know. I mean, I think if you don't vote and act like a Republican, then maybe you ought to be primaried. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. We're speaking with Annie Black, Assemblywoman, Republican from Mesquite, talking about Senate Joint Resolution 8 that would enshrine in the Constitution a guarantee of equality of rights for somebody whose sexual orientation and gender identity or expression. You know, the Alliance Defending Freedom, as you know, has been very vocal about this. And they're talking about the harms to women and girls in sports. I mean, the idea that a young girl could have to compete with a boy who calls himself a girl in playing, let's just pick soccer. You know, she could potentially lose a scholarship for, you know, that would benefit her academically and all kinds of things as a result of these kind of things. I don't understand why nobody gets this on the right, or some of the people.
I don't understand it either. And the really ironic thing to me about it was, during the time before this was going to happen, you have people like Assemblywoman Carlton making comments about how women are not getting equal pay and women aren't getting this and they need to be equal to men. But then you're going to put men in women's sports, women's education. That makes it more difficult for women to excel in those things, right?
Yeah.
So in one breath, they're saying women aren't treated fairly. And then in the other breath, they're making it unfair for women.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Annie Black, Assemblywoman from Mesquite. We're talking about Senate Joint Resolution 8 that would enshrine in the Constitution gender identity. This would violate, according to the Alliance Defending Freedom, would violate women's privacy and dignity by forcing women's shelters and private intimate spaces like locker rooms and restroom rooms to be open to men. It would allow men to participate in business opportunities created exclusively for women. I mean, I just am trying to figure out why anybody doesn't look at all of the details involving something like this, or all the possible ramifications.
I think they do, but it's one of many bills that I think makes people feel good for some reason, and the negative ramifications are not looked at. It's just, oh, this feels nice, like getting rid of the death penalty, for example. You know, I mean, it's just these random bills that make these people feel good, and really, at the end of the day, it's it's not a good thing.
No, that's true. Also, this a lot of people believe that this would harm the medical rights and of conscience and taxpayer funding for abortions. For example, you know, kids who are struggling with their gender identity, you know, already we've got problems where if a kid is struggling with that, there's no alternative. You send them immediately off to some clinic and they have to get somebody to counsel them, to get them some kind of medication to turn them into a medical eunuch. And the parents barely have the ability to even disagree. That's already happening all over America. This would make it worse.
Absolutely. And I think it's also going to, you know, have an effect on abortions, as we've seen in New Mexico and Connecticut. There's similar ERA-type bills that have led to taxpayer-funded abortions, which, you know, others may not agree with pro-life views, but I think that we can all agree that everybody shouldn't have to pay, taxpayers shouldn't be paying for abortions.
No, they shouldn't be paying for abortions. That's something that violates a lot of people's conscience. And even, like I said, like you said, regardless of how you feel about it, this isn't something that taxpayers should be having to fund. And then there are people on the far left who will say, well, I'd rather pay for an abortion. I'm talking about the lefties here. I'd rather pay for an abortion than pay for some kid nobody wanted and pay for welfare for 20 years. All right, great. That's just great. I don't know how you argue with those kind of people. I really don't.
Yeah, that's a tough argument. I mean, but it's the same kind of conversation that some of us Republicans have been having in the legislature when you talk about Medicaid. They're trying to pass a bunch of Medicaid bills, like for doulas for people on Medicaid, for all kinds of different services for people on Medicaid, pregnant women on Medicaid. And you have to kind of go back and forth and say, well, hey, I don't really want to provide all these services through Medicaid, but we're paying for this stuff either way, unfortunately.
Right.
And so it's not an easy issue, I hate to say.
No, you're right. We're speaking with Annie Black, Assemblywoman from Mesquite. You're right. Some of these issues aren't that easy because, no, we don't want to pay Medicaid for it, but I also want women who aren't very wealthy to be able to have the care that they need, because the prenatal care, as you know as a mom, is so essential to making sure that the children are healthy. That's a big deal. But, yeah, it's frustrating that government would have to pay for any of this.
Yeah. No, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, and you're one of the people there in the assembly who's standing alone in a lot of these issues. Thank God. I mean, what are you seeing now that you're there? You've talked about this obviously since you won, but you know, the lack of spine among the Republicans. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that I'm struggling with is I understood in theory that we wanted to be the opposition party, not the minority party, before I got to the legislature, but now that I'm there and I actually see, look, none of our bills are going to pass. They're not even really going to get heard in committee, which is fine. It may not pass, but at least let's have it in committee. Let's have a conversation about it. And so if you're not going to get a committee hearing and you're not going to get your bills passed, you might as well fight while you're there against this bad legislation. And it's the mentality that if I play nice with these guys, then maybe they'll throw me a couple of crumbs. And I haven't seen any crumbs thrown out yet, but maybe it'll happen.
You know what? There's a quote in a Charles Colson book that I love, and he talks about the fact, you know who he is, obviously, and Chuck Colson became a Christian in at prison and went to jail over the Nixon situation and started a lot of great programs. But he said something in one of his books that I highlighted and I've used many times when I've spoken to folks. You know, and I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, sometimes you get kind of down because you don't get to accomplish everything you want to, right? You feel like you're not making a difference. And I certainly know that on talk radio. I've been harping about these same clowns for 23 years on the air. Some of them are the same clowns. And you feel like you're not making a difference. But you know what we're called to do, Annie? We're called to be faithful. And at the end of the day, you as a conservative can say, I was faithful to my principles. Maybe I didn't accomplish all I wanted to. Maybe I couldn't stop some of these things or maybe stop this whole snowball. But at least I was faithful. And that's all you can be, faithful to yourself, faithful to God, faithful to your constituents. That's all we can really do.
Amen. I agree. And I guess it really just depends on what your definition of success is. I mean, you kind of have to know going into this situation in the minority party that you're going to have some struggles, but you know, maybe that just means adjusting your definition of success. And I think if I get out of this session and people are wiser to what happened when it went on, and I did everything like I said, like you said, to fight back, then I think that's a success.
Yeah, I think so too. What are you hearing about the next election for? Do you think things will change in the legislature as far as the configuration next election?
I think people are hopeful, but who knows? That's a long time away. You know, a lot can happen in politics in that amount of time.
Well, it also depends on, you know, H.R. 1, whether that gets through Congress or in some of the other things they're trying to do. If they're going to try to enshrine so many things into the voting laws that are so difficult for conservatives to ever overcome, it's going to be pretty rough.
Right. And we have our own bills. I think Speaker Frierson's got a bill to make AB4 permanent.
Yep.
So we definitely have an uphill battle on our hands with those things.
No question about it. But, you know, we need people like you to stay in the fight. So thank you, Annie, for doing that for the conservative side. And you can thump all those people on the side of the head up there who voted for this. Tell them I told you to do it, okay?
All right, will do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Annie Black, Assemblywoman from Mesquite.